You can have all the knowledge in the world, the perfect morning routine, the latest productivity hacks, and you'll still fail if you haven't trained this one thing. It's not discipline. It's not motivation. It's not even intelligence. It's attention. And almost no one is training it. If you understand this, if you train this, if you can make this work in your life, your performance, your relationships, even your peace of mind will completely change. This is the most overlooked skill of our time. And probably 30 years ago, we wouldn't have even called this a skill. But in today's world, it's more important than ever. Let me be blunt. Most people aren't actually living their own lives. They're scrolling them away. They're skimming. They're half there, half somewhere else. I'm not sure if the impact of this has hit you yet, but I cannot exaggerate how terrible this is. You've probably felt it. You're sitting down to work, and 15 minutes later, you're checking email, then text, then Instagram, or talking with someone you love, but your brain is already running to the next thing. The scary part, you don't even notice it's happening. It feels normal now, but that's not normal. It's decay. Because if your attention is fractured, your life is fractured. You can't create. You can't connect. You can't perform. What is the point of this life if you can't do any of those things? The truth is, it's not your fault. The modern world is literally designed to hijack you. Billions of dollars poured into stealing seconds of your attention, and that adds up. And every time that they succeed, your capacity to focus gets weaker. You probably think you're lazy. You think that you need more motivation. No, what you need is to train your attention. Here's the wake-up moment. Your attention is your life. Wherever your attention goes, whether that's your time, your energy, your entire identity follows. Epictetus, one of the great Stoics, said, "You become what you give your attention to." That's not just a nice quote. There's actual neuroscience behind this. Here's why. Your brain has what's called neuroplasticity. It rewires itself based on what you repeatedly focus on. Neurons that fire together, wire together. That's what they say. Which means that every time you lock onto something, whether that's a problem, a task, a distraction, even a thought pattern, your brain is strengthening that pathway. That's why constant scrolling destroys focus. It's not just wasting time. It's literally rewiring your brain to crave shallow novelty over deep work. The opposite's also true. If you train yourself to hold attention, to stay with a thought, a project, a person, you literally re-sculpt your brain to become even sharper, even more calm, and more effective. That's why I say attention is life, because the person you become depends on what you consistently attend to. Think about this. We train muscles. We train skills. We train careers. But attention, we just assume it'll take care of itself. Meanwhile, the default environment that we live in is like fast food for the brain. Quick dopamine hits, endless notifications, and apps built to addict you to them. And then we wonder why we can't sit still. We can't read without checking our phones. We can't focus long enough to finish the work that matters most. We can't be our best for our partners that we love very much. Here's the brutal truth of that. You don't have a motivation problem. You have an attention problem. And that attention problem is costing you your potential. It's the reason you can't follow through on habits. It's the reason stress feels overwhelming. And something that I bet really resonates with you is it's the reason life feels shallow. Like you're always rushing, but you're never arriving at what you want. This is an epidemic that no one's talking about, and it's time to fight back. Here's the good news. Attention is a skill, which means it can be trained. I'll give you three ways. Simple, powerful, and proven. Number one, single task reps. Think of this like lifting weights for your brain. Pick one task, writing, reading, answering emails, set a timer for 10 minutes. No switching, no checking, just that one thing. It'll feel harder than it should, and that's the point. Over time, 10 minutes becomes 20, and then 30, and just like a muscle, your capacity grows. The Pomodoro technique is another word for this, and it's very, very effective. I talk about this in detail in other videos as well. This is the foundation of deep work, and it is life-changing. Number two, presence. You can train this like a drill. Every time you eat, walk, or enter a conversation, use it as training. Look, I'm not some hyper-optimization type person. That's actually the antithesis of this channel, but you can do this for a short time, and it can be very beneficial to you. This is not a life sentence on doing this. The point I'm trying to make is I don't want you to spend your entire life using every conversation as a training technique. But in the short run, this can be very helpful. Before you pick up your fork, pause, take one breath, feel your body, then start. It sounds really small, but these micro reps of being present really add up. You're rewiring your brain to actually be where you are. Take a moment to reflect on just how little you do this in today's digital world. Actually being present now. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "Concentrate every minute on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness." That is presence. Number three, I want you to reclaim your mornings. Here's a rule. Do not outsource your attention first thing in the morning. Don't give it to email. Don't give it to your phone. don't, by any means, give it to social media. Your first hour sets the tone for your day. If you train it with distraction, you'll carry that distraction all day. If you train it with focus, you'll carry focus. Even 5 minutes of intentional attention in the morning is enough to shift the entire trajectory of your day. If social media is a big problem for you, and I suspect it likely is, if you don't think it is, please check your screen time. In fact, I'd like you to comment your social media screen time below. I think this would be a really fun exercise. There are things that can help with that. I've tried all of the app blockers, all the built-in things, and we just override those. The thing I find the most helpful are app blockers that you cannot override. There's a few of these out here. They're actual physical devices that you can stick on your fridge or put in your wallet or something like that. And they're NFC tags, and you tap them and they lock and unlock you, whatever apps you want. One that I use a lot is called Brick. There's another one called Tap Bloom. There's a few of these out there. They are very effective. And no, this video is not sponsored whatsoever. I'm just genuinely giving you a recommendation that I think can change your life. So what happens when you train attention? Life slows down. Stress doesn't crush you the same way. Work feels smoother. You get into flow faster. People notice you're actually there with them, not half checked out. The crazy thing is, you don't become someone else. You become yourself without all of the nonsense, without all the distractions. The Stoics knew this. The Buddhists knew this. Modern neuroscience confirms it. Attention is the master skill. Most people live scattered. They jump from one shallow stimulus to the other, and they call that living. But if you train your attention, you'll be unstoppable. Not because you're smarter, but because you're actually here. So here's my challenge. Over the next 7 days, pick one daily moment to train your attention. This can be meals, walks, or conversations. Please don't overcomplicate it. Just be fully there. No phone, no switching, no rushing. Watch what happens. You'll see how rare it is to actually pay attention and how powerful it makes you when you do. If you master this, you'll master your life. And if this hits you hard, if you realize attention is the missing piece, my book, From Dull to Doctor, goes much deeper into how I rewired my brain for focus, performance, and clarity, and most importantly, how you can too. This is the blueprint that I wish I had years ago, and that's why I wrote it. I cover every aspect of how to reclaim your life and actually start thriving instead of surviving. This is backed by science, but isn't just based on someone who has only read the data. It's from someone who has actually lived it, overcome it, and is in a much, much better position now. This is much bigger than just productivity. This is about reclaiming your life. I don't just want you to hear this video and move on. I want you to practice it. If you enjoyed this video, please like and drop a comment. It would mean the world. I'd love to know what you're going to work on, and I'd really like to know your social media screen time. Feel free to give me your thoughts and drop an idea for the next video. I read and respond to all the comments, and I really love hearing from you. Most importantly, if this was helpful to you, share it with someone that you care about. It's completely free, and it can change their life. It's the least you can do to help them. I drop more amazing videos like this every week, sometimes twice a week, so turn notifications. I'll drop the link to my book in the top of the description. I think you'll find it very, very enlightening. And as always, I'm Dr. Matt Jones. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.